On the heels of Secretary Paulson's announcement, President-elect Barack Obama held his own news conference today in Chicago. He named Rob Neighbors as his deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget. Moments before the press conference began, we checked in with NPR's David Shaper in Chicago, who told us a bit more about Obama's choice for director of the White House Budget Office. His name is Peter Orszag.
Orszag is currently the director of the Congressional Budget Office. He's 39 years old, known to be outspoken about how medical services are allocated in this country. A little bit on the personal side, he's a huge country music fan, supposedly wears cowboy boots with his suits and ties, and is a marathon runner and someone who's gone toe-to-toe with Lou Dobbs on occasion, even quoted Toby Keith, the country music star, to Mr. Dobbs in a debate over how immigration is stressing the federal budget.
And what does Peter Orszag's addition to this team say about the direction that the president-elect is going in with his financial plan?
Well, two things. One is that his background in healthcare, he's a firm believer that the way healthcare services are allocated in this country is off base. It's something Mr. Obama may see in him because he has wanted to rethink healthcare in this country. And it could be something that is addressed today in some detail. The other thing is he comes from the Clinton White House. He was an advisor to President Clinton as part of his economic team. He comes from that Robert Rubin school of things. And there are some people who feel like this is a bit of a throwback to the old Clinton White House days. And some of the more liberal economists out there are wondering what happened to change we can believe in.
In addition to the announcement of this appointment of Peter Orszag, is there anything else that the president-elect is expected to say today?
Well, he did yesterday kind of foreshadow this this news conference today in suggesting that when he outlined his case for a fairly large economic stimulus spending package that he wants Congress to take up soon, he suggested his budget director's task would be to scour the federal budget line by line to find meaningful cuts and sacrifices to help pay for it. So I think we're expecting to hear today some of the areas of the budget that will have to shrink in order to spend more and stimulate the economy.
David Shaper joining us from NPR's Chicago Bureau. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Alex.